All right. Well, Trish, we've spoke with you in the past. We're going to talk with you again today about some of the awesome courses that you guys offer for people in the surrounding areas. This one, rightly, your farm, your business, your future. You guys are going to be having a few sessions, four sessions, actually. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what you guys will be doing during this class?
Well, I'm really excited to be a part of offering this program. It's a new curriculum that has been developed by the specialists, and it does include four sessions. There'll be 12 hours of instructions. The sessions will be every Thursday night in February from 6 to 9 p.m. And those in the Carroll County area can go to the Carrollton Public Library is where the program will be held.
Okay, and can you tell our listeners exactly what is this program going to focus on?
Okay, it goes over, it addresses farmers, or the target audience are farmers and small business owners, and it starts out with an introduction and overview of planning in general, which helps to clarify the direction people want to take with their farm or business and add structure to decision making. But otherwise, it includes succession planning for the farm or business and retirement and estate planning. So that each subject will be addressed on the different nights. The night of estate planning, there will be a guest speaker, which is a judge, Carl DeMars, from Scotland County, and he will be there going over specifics for estate planning. So it's a great opportunity to get 12 hours of professional instruction for succession planning.
Absolutely. And as you said, this is going to be split into four sessions. That's February 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. You said that's going to be in the basement of the Carrollton Public Library. Is that correct?
Correct. They have a wonderful conference or meeting room there.
Okay. Now, also, we obviously do not just hit Carroll County and Carrollton area, but we reach a lot of the surrounding areas as well. So can you talk about the other three locations as well?
They are being held in Moberly, Novinger County, and Linn County. But we are hoping that people from the surrounding counties will actually attend at the Carrollton site. We really welcome people from Sheraton, Marshall, Lafayette, or Ray County.
Okay, very good. Now, if someone is interested in learning more about this, maybe the fee for the class, or maybe if they just have some questions, can you give them email, phone number, and website?
Oh, sure. The cost is $120 for all four sessions per person, or if someone comes as a couple, husband and wife, or partners, it would be $180, and they will be getting a big three-ring binder of information as well as the four nights of instruction. They can call me at my headquarters in Saline County, 660-886-6908, or emailing me at savagetea@missouri.edu. You could call in and then I could send them a registration form. The registration deadline is next Friday, January 29th. And if there's not time to send in the form, I could work with them too.
Okay, very good. Now, if someone just wanted to go and pick up a form somewhere, local extension offices, I'm guessing?
Yes, exactly. Thank you for asking that. Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, well, I want to thank you very, very much. Is there anything else that you'd like to let listeners know about these classes or any other classes that you offer?
We do have Making Money Count being offered in Carroll County currently. The first session was just yesterday, but we do have three more sessions of Making Money Count that's going to be going over developing a spending plan for your unique financial situation, addressing credit scores and learning all about them and how to improve your credit score or credit history, and then record keeping. We're offering that program actually in Saline County, in Marshall, and Carroll County, at the Carrollton Public Library.
Okay, very good. And anybody wishing to speak with someone more about those, same contact information, correct?
Correct.